every night. You keep running, you collect it. But I really lucky. We used to have some bolts and some pieces of wood that lucky the wall. Used to come in the morning, the doors used to be open.
Are there specific things that are making the times now particularly bad?
No, just 2 years ago.
There is. Local currency. There are specific things that we're not
going to We don't know. We don't know what's the reason.
We don't know what's going wrong.
Oh, what are you doing wrong? I mean, you can go and see the thing.
That's the
main thing? Much worse than 2 years ago. I mean, you can ask any doctor, will tell you. 60 people of the money in the last 2 years. Big project. This is why the whole thing is always up to give me back the land. It means we don't deserve it. With your permission, I'm on already. Week parasha is parashat Shlach. It happens to be the end of parasha. Is a paragraph that we say at least twice a day. This is a paragraph that talks about tzitzit. Tzitzit is something that mitzvah is a little bit different than most of the mitzvot that we have. Even though it's a mitzvah that says to keep the mitzvah tzitzit. The halacha is only if you have a garment, that this garment has four corners. It must have four corners, and then if you have this garment, then you're obligated to put the tzitzit on the garment. But it's not mitzvah to go purchase the garment. The mitzvah, if you have the garment, again, only if you wear the garment, that's the halacha. If you just keep the garment in your closet, you don't have to put it tzitzit. But if you have a garment and you wear the garment and then you want to wear the garment, then you have to put it in. But it's no mitzvah to go to today's time and purchase the seat. It's no mitzvah. Again, the mitzvah is just if you're wearing a garment that has four corners, then you put it in. But it's no mitzvah to go purchase a garment and then to do the seat.
But the purpose
is
possible to make it
not happen. Right. Let's say the people that go with the truck on Shabbat, this is the long black coat that the people go. It has four corners. I met one rabbi in Brooklyn, but he on purpose has the seat on his suit. He goes and sit on the street. It's on you know it is. I met him in Shemot Shabbat. I went to Tav Mincha one day in Shemot Shabbat in the Beit HaKnesset. I see a guy walking in the Beit HaKnesset. He wears a frock, the long black coat, and I see a seat tying up to the coat because it has four corners. All the big chachamim, what they do is they make one round. If the corner is not really sharp corner, not a square, then you don't have to put a seat. So all the people that buy those long coats, what they ask the tailor is to make round one of the corners. If it's a round, it's not called the corner. If it's not the corner, you don't have to put it a seat.
You take the same
seat and But this is the halacha. This is a very special halacha that you really Hashem told you this halacha. If you wear those four corners garments, then you put it in. But if you don't have on you these four corner garments, then you don't have to put it in. So it sounds this is an obligation if I wear it, but it's not something that I have to do. This is not something that I have to do. On the other hand, the Gemara compares the tzitzit to the whole Torah. The Gemara said if you take the word tzitzit and you add up the letters and you add the eight strings and the four and the five knots that we have on the tzitzit, it becomes 613. Says the Gemara, the tzitzit is comparable to all the mitzvot. It's a very easy thing. You know, I would have thought, you know, it's something so easy, then let me do it. So I don't have to keep the whole Torah, it's something comparable to all the mitzvot, and I just wear the tzitzit. And then I can do whatever I want, as long as I have the tzitzit. That's the Gemara says, the tzitzit is so strong that it's comparable to all the mitzvot, to all 1613.
Yeah, but instead?
Well, at least
you
have
to do the mitzvot.
No, I don't. I mean, it's going to be an extra.
Well, you can carry a chumash with you when you have all the mitzvot.
No, you don't carry nothing. It doesn't say if you carry a chumash, is like you do the all the mitzvot. Here's a statement. If you wear tzitzit, it's something comparable to all the mitzvot. You don't have it on too many things. The very few mitzvot is Shabbat is like this. There's few mitzvot that are comparable like you do the whole thing. I just saw the Rabbi Volbe from Israel printed the book about it. The certain mitzvot that the Gemara compares it to the all, to that this mitzvah is equal to all the mitzvot. Again, but it's mean. I mean, this mitzvah is not even something that I have to do. It's that mitzvah. If I wear a garment, there's four corners, then I put it in. But if I don't have this garment on, I don't have to do it. I don't have to put it in. On the other hand, you see, this is so strong, this mitzvah, that if you do this mitzvah, it's like you kept 613 mitzvot. That's how strong this is. The Gemara comes with another statement. The Gemara says, whoever is very careful about this mitzvah, he will be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Mashiach will come. So heaven kabel pnei shechina. Again, you don't find this statement in other mitzvot. But if somebody is watching his certain mitzvah, he'll be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a special mitzvah, again, that gives you the right and the ability and the power and the energy to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we think it's just very easy. But that's what it says, it's described in the Torah, and then in the Navi, and then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself writes in the Torah and the Navi, it can't even be so simple. Even some people, the Ari and other Chachamim say, Mashiach will come, he says it's true. He says Mashiach will come, and you know that you're going to have to face some kind of appearance of the Shekhinah. And not everybody will be able to take it. The light, or the energy of the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so strong that people, even though they have this hood to stand, they will not have this hood to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can have to hide. It means that when you hear Mashiach is here, then you have to go to your room and put a cover on your head. At least you're alive, but you cannot just focus and you won't be able to look towards the place to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. The statement starts in the time of Navi. The Gemara says that Elisha Navi, his glory was so strong, any lady that looked at his face used to drop dead. It's because the Shekhinah was on his head. And he just couldn't just face it, he couldn't take it. I mean, you have to be at a very high level. It's not every lady, but certain ladies. Tzitzit is something that gives you this kind of energy and power that you'll be able to stand and take the glory and the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mashiach will come. Again, you don't have it in every mitzvah.
By stone, the fire,
right. That doesn't mean this. There's no statement in the Gemara that tefillin is like 630. A statement in Gemara about Shabbat as well. A few others, but not feeling. Feeling doesn't say it's comparable to 630
mitzvot.
That's all it says, yeah.
I'm
sorry? It's something else. It just means something else inside the mitzvah. The Ari says like this. The Ari says that every mitzvah really contains 613 parts. It means we have 630 mitzvot, but every mitzvah has 613 parts. Why the mitzvah has 613 parts? But every mitzvah is it. But every mitzvah has a connection to another mitzvah. And you have to find out what's the connection. But there is in every mitzvah 630 small pieces. Those 613 small pieces are comparable to the 630 mitzvah. But it doesn't mean if you put filling it's like you do the 630 mitzvah. Talis, yeah. In Mikhailin is a talis, of course. But there is Tzitzit Katan, also Talit Katan, and Talis, right? Both.
Right.
We'll get to it, right. But at least the mitzvah of Tzitzit was itself comparable to 630 mitzvot you did. And the Kabbalah Pnei Hashkina you did. This mitzvah will give you some kind of a guarantee that you'll be able to look at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, you don't have to ask this question. I mean, you see that mitzvah, the way the Torah puts it, the way they said it in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, that only when you wear these garments you have to put tzitzit. And this is something so important. Why? There's no obligation. Because like he said, put tefillin every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tishma Yisrael every day according to some Chachamim. Rav Moshe just said, you know, wear the seat once a day, 2 minutes. Put the seat on the same way it says to put filling. Filling you don't have to wear the whole day. Because 1 second, if you put filling on, you did a mitzvah. You don't even need to say shema with it. You have to say nothing. If you don't have time, and you're very tight in time, you can put filling a second, take it off. You did a mitzvah. As long as you put it for a second, there is no time element in the mitzvah of filling. Of course it's better to say shema, of course it's better. But you don't have to. You don't have to. The mitzvah of filling is to put filling on you for a second. And I would have thought that the Torah should have said the same thing by tzitzit. I said this is such a great mitzvah as compared to 630 mitzvahs. It's such a mitzvah that you can be able to stand with the seat and look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu when Mashiach will come. And we should have given us this obligation at least to put tzitzit. But now this is going to be something that if I have a garment and I wear the garment and then I have to put tzitzit on. Then it's a mitzvah, of course, as we say the bracha. But it's going to be something, something so important, Rav Moshe should have given us the obligation to do such a thing. And with your permission, I'd like to go through the paragraph that happened to be in this week's parasha at the end. Chachamim said that Moshe Rabbeinu, Chachamim said that we have to say at least twice a day this paragraph. The way it's written in the Torah, it says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe l'Emor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, v'amartah lehem asu lahem tzitzit." So the word tzitzit, it says, the word tzitzit. Says the Gemara, says the Rashi brings the Midrash in the Gemara, and says the Gemara is the tzitzit really are the strings. That's why asu lahem tzitzit, that's a similar explanation. You have to do strings. It means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just had it, that the talit is going, that mitzvah needs a garment and that mitzvah needs strings. It says, why, what do you call it, seat? Where do you find the word seat as string? It says in Pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, Vayikachemi betzitzit roshi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled me in my hair. My hair, Rabbi Yechezkel, when he's telling the prophecy, the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden I saw a hand from Shamaim, and this hand reached my hair. So this you know that he wasn't a Hasid. You know, don't give this tape to anybody. But if Yechezkel would be a Hasid, Fatna wouldn't have a hair. I said, the Nabi Yechezkel was pulled by his hair. Obviously you must have hair. I mean you need something that we, you know, obviously he didn't lose his hair. He didn't lose his hair, and he had hair. Ready? What do you say? No, tzitzit roshi. Not tzitzit roshi. No. Fakhal asul mishach bapeot. I gabi mishchum bapeot. Huh? It's definitely a proof that you don't have to take a haircut like this and cut your hair completely. But there's more proofs that people used to have hair. And this is one of them. It says the Nabi Chazkel said that he saw a hand. The hand was reaching towards his head and pulling his head with his hair. And he uses the word tzitzit roshi, it means the hair is comparable something to the tzitzit. What it means is tzitzit of string. The Gemara says this is really the root of the mitzvah tzitzit that comes from that sentence. Somebody would ask, what do you call it tzitzit? Can't it just because Hashem gave it a name. It says, tzitzit means strings. It says, how do you know tzitzit means strings? It says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding Yechezkel HaNavi in his hair, and the string is like a hair. It's very nice, I don't know. I have a thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to call it tzitzit because he found a word in the Tanakh. You know, it's Yechezkel. They're talking now in Parashat Shlach, because no Yechezkel HaNavi yet. I said, you have to bring a proof from Yechezkel. The thing is, when you have to, the tzitzit means strings, the strings means something that you hold in, it's like something like hair. It says, the Chazkel HaNavi had hair, so therefore tzitzit is called tzitzit because the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is that doing? Did you call it any name? He says, no, I call it tzitzit because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was holding the Chazkel HaNavi's hair. And he says, call it chutim. Everybody knows, tzitzit is chutim, strings. Call it chut. So you say right away, לעשו להם חוטים. no problem. What's the problem? He says, no, I call it thief because the Navi was held by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it has to do with calling this guy a thief? He says, anyway, this is air and this is strings, and it's not the same concept. And I don't have to call it a thief and to find a pasuk in the Tanakh in Yechezkel and to tell me that's what it means in there. So the secret explanation is called Matan Zulah Hem Chutim. Make chutim, make thread, make the rope, make the string. The Midrash says, also the Gemara says, the Midrash says that the seed also come from the word to look through something very small. Well, in Hebrew it's called latif, not seed. I say it's like if you want to look at somebody and you don't want this guy to look at you. So you look through a little hole. Like you have this cooker on the door that you want to see what's behind it. So it's called a hatit. Tit. So that's what the hatit sounds like. Tit. So the tit is like something looking through something. I don't understand what this means exactly. So you call it a tit because somebody is looking through something. What is that to do with the tit? Now this is the Gemara says, this Midrash says, that's the reason somebody's going to ask you, what's the reason for that name Titit? He says, that's Titit. Titit it is, you find in the Tanakh over here, in the Yechezkel HaNavi, Titit Roshin, you find in Shir HaShirim, Titit Min HaCharakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks through this cooker, through this thing, little hole at us, and says, this is also Titit. What has to do with looking through something with the Titit? I wear the string. I'm not looking at something. This is something that I have on me. I have on me Titit. He says, no. Titit is something that it says in Shir HaShirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at me through a small hole in some place. Al-Kansev, you should put this tzitzit on the garment, at the edge of the garment. The Dorotam. All the generations to come. Of course, all the generations to come. Since when we have a mitzvah, not to do for all the generations to come. Every mitzvah will be mitzvah since forever. You don't find it in the Torah, but sometimes, very seldom you find it. But usually, every mitzvah, it doesn't say in the Torah, keep Shabbat. Right? Shabbat is out there. Other mitzvah, it doesn't say that you have to keep it for generations to come. Then you take, and you have to have one string should be a blue string. Very blue string. Blue string, this is how you can have it blue. I said, the Gemara is a little, like a fish, not a fish. For filazon, what do you call it? Like a snail, right? Not a fish, like a snail. It comes out from the Mediterranean Sea on the beach once in 70 years. Remember, I spoke about this once, about this Rebbe Miravin, was a very big tzaddik in the time of the Second World War. Radin Rebbe, something very big, and he went into the Vatican downstairs. And they said that one of the reasons he went to the Vatican downstairs is to see the real color, tzelet. He says, well, the mitzvah tzitzit has so much power. Part of that power is that blue or green. The machloket, of course, what is the real color? It's between blue, green, and black. Navy, what we call. The machloket among the Rishonim, what is the real color? Now, it's something very strange that no one knows the color. The Rambam lived there almost 1,000 years ago, and he claims it's like a black thing. A very, very dark navy.
But it's supposed to be the color of the sky.
Right, supposed to be the color of the sky. Right. So the question is the color of the sky when? Color of the sky in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, or color of the sky just before dawn, or right after dawn. Right. Before dawn it looks like black, like between black and navy. The Rambam says it's like between black and navy. The Maharaji says it's like green. The way it is in the Mishnah is like green. The Chachamim say it's, no, it's blue. I said, I don't understand. You can't, it's just colorblind. I mean, what's so hard to know? I mean, the Rambam lived 1,000 years ago. So you can't decide what is the real color. How come it doesn't say in the Gemara exactly what is the color? How come people don't remember anymore? Not only that, the Midrash says, with all the respect to all the people that wear tzelet, the Midrash says a statement. Ve'achshav nignaz. If somebody is going to ask you, can you go purchase this color, it says, the middle says, you cannot find this color. It says that color was put away. Rabbi Aladdin has an answer for everything, of course. He was the greatest, almost one of the greatest people that we ever had. He went to Italy, I think, and to other places, and found this snail, kind of like a fish, and he cut him. And he found inside him a part that contained like a blue color. And he claimed this is the chelet. And he told his chassidim that this is the blue color what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means in Parashat Tzitzit. And all the chassidim Radin started. And today, Baruch Hashem, you have a lot of people that you see, they're wearing this color chelet on the Tzitzit. And they claim this is the chelet again, even though the Midrash says clearly that the chelet was hidden. Nignaz, like we don't find where the Luchot, we don't find the Shevin HaMishkar. There's a lot of things the Gemara said were hidden from us. The Midrash claims that Tanaim, I mean it's not just Midrash, Tanaim say that this Chelet was put away. You cannot have it. You cannot find it. Well, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said this is a mitzvah, but the Gemara said it's not crucial. The Gemara said Chelet lo me'akevet alavan, laval me'akevet alavan. The Gemara said if you don't have Chelet, it's also good. The Gemara said if you don't have white and you have everything, chelet is also good. As long as you have those strings, either all of them white or all of them blue, it's also good. But the mitzvah is to have part white, part blue. Okay, how much blue, how much white. But this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's the mitzvah of tzitzit. If you should have at least one string blue, and that's the way the Rambam writes, if you take one string blue, the one that you're going to go around, the white string should be blue. Again, you don't have to, but as long as you have one blue string, it's good enough. You tie it together with the white or without the white, you tie it on the corner of this garment, this is the mitzvah of
tzitzit. The
Radin
is the
right.
It's not organic. When they did chemical analysis on it, the color actually changed. I think they added iron to it.
Right.
And so it couldn't possibly be the correct
answer. Right, right. But they have an answer for everything. And right answers. They have good answers. They have answers. But one of the major things that they have against this Rebbe, this Sordina Rebbe, first of all, they claim today that it's the wrong color altogether. Because lately, when he claimed that he went down to the Vatican and saw this color, that's the right color. Today, they found a lot of things, and they found some strings next to the Kotel and other places in all kind of digging around the Hamikdash. That was different, completely different color. Completely different color.
They could have faded it.
That's right. Right. They said it could fade it. That's right. They said also that the fish faded also. The color. But they say that what that blue thing that the Rebbe Radin found was not, the Gemara said that fish, the blood color of that fish is blue, not red. Usually blood is red. And that blue thing, like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, is a snail, something like a fish, that when you cut this fish, then the color of the blood is blue. Now the Rebbe Radin, when he has this blue color, is not the blood of that snail. But it's like a packet in the snail. But it's not actually the blood. Also the Gemara said it comes on the shore once in 70 years. The Gemara said that it's brought in all the Mefarshim, that this one snail that comes, and he on the beach, he is able to give birth to millions of little snails. And this is very, very expensive, says the Gemara. And the Gemara said that a lot of people, merchants and liars, used to manufacture a blue color very similar to that color because it was very expensive. We think it was easy. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to get, and it was not easy to purchase. It was very expensive, says the Gemara. And people used to cheat. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is warning us over here, and then there is this paragraph, Ani Hashem Elokechem, the Gemara says the explanation that Hashem is warning those liars from cheating and giving and selling and putting this blue color on the tzitzit, and it's not the right blue color. It must come from a snail. That snail must come from the Mediterranean Sea. Rambam writes really that the Yam HaMelach. But some of Chachamim say that the Rambam calls Mediterranean Sea also Yam HaMelach. Not the one we call the Dead Sea, Yam HaMelach. next to Yerichot, Rambam refers to the Mediterranean Sea also as Yam HaMelach, something that the opposite of Yam Kineret, the water is sweet. Rambam calls the Mediterranean Yam HaTichon, Yam HaMelach, the sea of the salt, because it's salty water. But the Gemara says it has to come in the Mediterranean, has to come on the shore as one entity or two entities, and then this entity is going to bring millions of little entities, but again, not enough blue color, enough for everybody. It's going to be enough, but it's going to be very tight, and it's going to be very expensive. And that's what the Rebbe did not find his snail on the beach, and that snail you can always find, and it's not expensive, and you go out in the Mediterranean Sea, you can catch this fish mainly next to Italy, and this is very easy to get, and they said it's not the right color. I once spoke to a big scientist, his name is Dr. Kaplan, he lives in Israel today, big scientist, that he is an expert in fish. He works for the Israeli government today, as far as raising fish in Israel, and all these kind of pools, special pools and lakes. And he claims he's very religious also, and he is in a group that the group are wearing blue. He's like Breslov. And Breslov adopted like Radim today. They're wearing this blue string. And he is a big scientist in fish, and he told me it's definitely not what the Torah meant, whatever they wear. He said, I know it's not the right color, and he gave me also other proofs. He knows from the Gemara and other explanations of the Gemara, Chachamim Rishonim and Achronim, he said definitely this was not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. Nevertheless, this Ordina Rebbe claimed that this is the one, maybe he meant it's a good substitute, that something very comparable, that it doesn't have to have all those ingredients in it the way the Gemara says, and this is what the answer also about this iron that they added to the color. I said it doesn't matter, so maybe the fish faded, maybe something happened to the fish, that the color is not strong anymore, so you're allowed to add certain things as long as this is the right color, as long as you don't make a fake color, you don't go to Benjamin Moore and you buy blue color. As long as it comes from a fish, from a snail, it's also good, and this is not a snail, that this is a fish. That's another thing where they claim that this blue color is not the right color because it's a fish. And the Gemara says it's a chilazon, it's a snail. The Gemara doesn't call a fish a snail. A snail is a snail, a fish is a fish. But this is the mitzvah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, that's the mitzvah of the seed, that you take the seed again, this is the strings, and this is the white, those are the white strings, and you take the white strings, and you go around them with the blue string, and that's the mitzvah of the seed.
What about the different way
of the time? Different time of the seed, it just happened lately, years later. This is not market. If you don't know how to do it, you don't have to do it. As long as you just tie it to the corner, you do the mitzvah. How many times you have to go around, if it's 39 or 40, it's machloket, in the achronim, rishonim, it says this is really a minhag, this is just a custom. You don't have to have it.
Like
Harid, right.
It's just Nusach Harid.
You don't have to. Again, this is a different concept, why you tie it, how many reps you have to go around this white thing. Some Chachamim say 39, some Chachamim say 40, sometimes say it's hard to do it, which number to do first, what number to do second. But this is just a minhag, that's why the Rambam writes this, the halacha, this is not something crucial that you have to know. Let's say you don't know what to do, you just have to have four strings, you put it inside, and you tie it, and you make a knot, and that's it.
You can't have a woman do it.
But you can have a woman do it, yeah. You could have a woman.
Isn't it that the problem?
It's a little, but not a major. The main thing is not, a non-Jew should not make it. A goy cannot make it. Also, there's something that you have to, when you make it, it is, as again, we're talking about the strings, that's what we refer to, not the garment, that the teeth has to be made with a special kavanah, and the special kavanah already when you make the string itself, from spinning right away when you do it, when you make it, mainly from wool nowadays, has to be lishma. It means the Shem Shamayim. When you do it, the God does it, has to have a kavanah. Some Chachamim said even, try to do as much as you could with your hand, not with a machine. Because the machine does not have the right kavanah. In days, years before, they used to do with their hand. Today, there are some people that try to do as much as they could with their hand. Because you have to have a special kavanah with you this thing. It's not just you can go string the Gemara, you cannot just go on the street and get strings. It says, listen, somebody made strings made from wool. Or somebody made strings, that certain strings also might be good for certain things. Since the garment is from silk, so you're allowed to have silk strings. You don't have to have wool strings. You're allowed to have silk strings, but silk strings for silk garments. It says, please let me go on the street and let me buy a garment, let me cut the garment, and I'll make from the garment strings. Or I'll go and purchase strings or thread from silk. It says, the Gemara said, no, when you manufacture the string, it has to be the Shem Shamayim. You have to make sure that the string was made for the teeth. You cannot have just string, any string and tie. There's no... Right? You don't have that kapushmoni. You don't have to. This is an extra thing that we do. It doesn't have to be kapushmoni. That's a custom that we do. That's a custom that we do all these little things that in the city, the way we tie so many knots and to go around it. You don't have to. Now, Torah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just have to have four strings, maybe, and you tie one tie on the edge of the garment, on the corner, you did a mitzvah. And all the other things is just what we call a custom. But it's not, if you don't know, you don't have to worry about it. Sometimes you go check all day, you see it says, it was missing a part in this string that was that goes around the city. It doesn't matter. What it matters is that the main thing, what it matters is that the strings that you buy were manufactured by a place that those people that's working in that place are people that have the right kavanah when they make the string. And that's the whole power of the string. The string that was made with the kavanah, that's the power of the tzitzit. The Torah says, right now this is what we say every day, V'yah lachem tzitzit u'item otoh, you should look at it. And this is part of the reason the Gaon Vilna said, when we say Shema Yisrael, we say this paragraph, you should not kiss the tzitzit. It says, don't even kiss it. It says, because you have to look at it. Like, when you kiss it, you can't see that. That's how crucial the Gaon Vilna says. That it's better off not to kiss the tzitzit. Because that moment that you kiss the tzitzit, you can look at it. You have to have the ability to kiss it, to look at it. And if you kiss it, it means it's like it's in your mouth, you don't kiss. So the Gaon Vilna, do not kiss the tzitzit, because we don't want that moment to pass without having the ability to look at it, even though you don't have to stare at it all the time. But again, if you put it next to your mouth, you cannot see it, your eyes cannot see what's next to your mouth. So the Gaon Vilna, don't kiss it. A lot of people, all the big people from Lita, from Russia, they don't kiss at it. Hazanish, all these people never kiss at it. They only look at it. Of course, that's what the Torah says. The power of the city when you look at it. It says, it says that by looking at the city, you remember all the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that the Gemara says that's what it means. It means when you look at the city, you remember 630 mitzvot. How is it possible? When I look at the tzitzit, I will remember 630 mitzvot. Says the Midrash, what it means is if you don't have this root, you don't remember the mitzvot. To remember the mitzvot, it doesn't mean to remember that you should know the mitzvot. To know it, because it means to remember to do the mitzvot. It means you should be aware of the 630 mitzvot. Says, by looking at the tzitzit, you'll be aware. וזכרתם את כל מצוות השם, ועשיתם אותם, also be able to do it, not to fulfill them, not only to look at that, to look to, and to remember, and that remembering all the mitzvot will give you the ability, says the Midrash, to do the mitzvot. Look at Torah, this also will give you the power not to look אחרי לבבכם after your heart, ואחרי עיניכם after your eyes, אשר אתם זדים אחרים, that you go after them. למען תזכרו, in order for you to remember, ועשיתם את כל מצוות השם. Torah repeats it. The Torah says this is the power of the mitzvah tzitzit, that the power of the mitzvah tzitzit is that you'll be able to remember, do all the mitzvot.
Sometimes blindfold.
Sorry?
Sometimes blindfold.
It's a major problem. The Gemara says the blind person really, Suma Patur Mikola Mitzvot. The Gemara says the blind person really is not even obligated to do it. They're obligated. I say the Gemara says, Lotta says, obligated. It's a major problem. That's the Gemara said, Suma Chashuv Kemet. The Gemara compares the blind person to a dead person. Because he's not able to do all the mitzvot the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do it. ויתן קדושים אלוקיכם, אני השם אלוקיכם, מהם הקדוש ברוך הוא תוקי עתך מצרים, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוקים, צבי יוגד, אני השם אלוקיכם, העם יוגד. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, why do you have to mention here coming out of Mitzrayim? It says, part of the reason, the Gemara says, is that tzitzit really has to do with coming out of Mitzrayim. Coming out of Mitzrayim. It says, the corner is called Kanfea Tzitzit. This is the corners of the Tzitzit is something comparable to the Kamukho Tugas on the wings of the eagle. This is called Kanaf. Kanaf means the corner. Kanaf also means the wing. So somebody is going to ask you, what's the purpose of the Mitzvah? It's the Kamukho wants to remember coming out of Mitzvah. This is Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us something comparable to the eagle's wings. He says, Tzitzit, you put that thing on the corner, that corner is comparable to a wing. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, you have to have four corners. Not four, not three, and not five. Because five, if you have a garment with five corners, also you have to put the teeth, but you put it only on four corners, not the fifth. If you have a garment of six corners, you have to put the teeth on four corners, all the time on four corners. If the garment has only three corners, you don't have to put the teeth on. The garment has four corners, you put on four corners. More than four corners, you put only on four corners. And why four corners? That's the Gemara, because there are four languages of redemption. This is why we drink four corners on Pesach. It says, teeth is also four corners. Hashem said, the garment with four corners is obligated for, we have to have teeth because of the four words of redemption. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it have to do with that? What does it have to do with the whole thing? With coming out of Mitzrayim? Then the Gemara says, Petil Tchelet, this string is called Petil Tchelet. This is the Aramaic of killing the Bechorot in Mitzrayim. The Targum translates it to the word Tichla. Tichla. Tichla, Tchelet is in Hebrew, it's called blue. And Tichla means like to kill. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the oldest one in Egypt. It says killing the oldest one in Egypt is something very comparable to the color blue. This is what it now has to do with that one. Then we have eight strings, really four. It's becoming eight. It says, why do you get eight? It says eight is what took 8 days, as it says in Rashi, everybody asking the same question. Chachamim said that it means from the day we slaughtered the animal, the Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim, until we crossed Yamsum, until we sang on Yamsum was 8 days. So this is why we have eight strings. And then Chachamim say, of course, that the city is kosher also if one string was cut off. Some Chachamim said it was cut off totally. You're missing one of the things that the Tzitzit is hinting about. The Tzitzit is hinting on the 8 days that took us from the time we slaughtered the sacrifice of Pesach until the day that we crossed the Yom Tov. So of course if one string is missing, it's kosher. But better fix it right away. Don't go with the Tzitzit that's missing a string. Because the strings are comparable to days. And if you're missing a string, you're missing a day. And there's something in the Tzitzit, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Tzitzit in order to reach that level. So from all those signs that he says, you see that the Tzitzit has a tremendous power that ends with the eight strings that are comparable to the day we sing on Yom Tov. And if you remember, this is Az Yashir Moshe, it says Az Le'atid Lavo, it says that song we're going to sing when Mashiach will come. This is called Kisei HaKavod, Kisei HaKavod is so-called blue. It says Kisei HaKavod, it says the blue color of that one string is something comparable to the sky, and the sky is comparable to Kutak. So when you look upstairs, it says you're going to see blue upstairs. Is it really blue upstairs? When you look in the Shemayim, you see blue. Is it really blue?
Not really.
Is it, what's the color? There's no color. There's any color. And the sky, that's the truth. The sky has no color. Nevertheless, when you look at the sky, you see blue. But it's not the real, it's not the blue. It's not true. You just see blue. But it's no blue color. So why, if it's no blue, why you see blue? How did you get to see blue if it's not the real blue? Well, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it this way. I said, the sky is blue, it's not every blue. I said, Kisei HaKavod, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blue, but it's not every blue. He said, the tzitzit is blue, but it's not every blue. He said, Zari, that if you see what is the power of the tzitzit, that you have this kind of a color, that you have this kind of a power in this mitzvah, that mitzvah is going to take you to be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mashiach will come, and that mitzvah is comparable to all the other 613 mitzvot. That mitzvah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give it to you. But on the other hand, this is not an obligation. It says it's not an obligation. You said if you have this garment on you, it says then you put it to feet. It says it's something so great that I have to remember it coming out of this line. I have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Gemara says the blue is like the blue of the beach. It says the color of the sea is blue. It's blue? It's not true. It's not blue. If you go to the beach and you take some water, you take this water, you put it in a cup, it's white. So within the ocean, within the sea, it's blue. How is it possible? Who made it blue? It says, where it says, there's no answer for this. It says, where there's the sun and the color of it. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu made it in a certain way. A Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that you look at the beach, you see blue. A Kadosh Baruch Hu made it when you look at the sky, you see blue. It's not a true blue. It's not a true blue. So this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so, as we may say, upset if somebody is going to cheat and make the wrong blue. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. He said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm going to take revenge on that one that he is going to color his string with a fake blue. He said, what does it make? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want me to remember you, right? So I'll go to Benjamin Moore, I'll buy a can of blue color. And if you want me, I look at it. If you want me to dye my string, I dye my string. He says, no, you have to have a snail, like a fish. They go over there to the ocean. It has to come on the shore. It has to come from the sea, on the beach. And you take it, and the blood is blue. And the blood is blue, then you put it on the sea. He says, that will give you the energy, the ability to remember. He says, if you want me to remember, it is because Kisei HaKavod is blue, any blue is good. He says, no. That's the whole idea over here. It's a fake blue. It's not the right blue. Kisei HaKavod really is not blue. The sky really is not blue. The ocean is really not blue. He says, you need something really that thing will give you the ability to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you just get blue color and you look at the blue can of the color of blue, it won't give you the ability and the energy to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a special power in the blue color. The special power in the tzitzit altogether. And again, the tzitzit sounds very important on one hand, and on the other hand, the people said, well, if you have this on you, what do you have to say? What has to do with me? What has to do with me? This has to do with the mitzvah. Well, what is the mitzvah? I said, well, who should give me the mitzvah? Says Dari himself says that it's a mitzvah to sleep with the tzitzit at night also. Even though there's no mitzvah to wear tzitzit at night, Dari says you should sleep with the tzitzit at night. Don't take it off. Don't take it off. Never take it off. Never take the tzitzit off. And go to mikveh. You take a shower too. Right? As I said, when you go to sleep during the day, for sure you have to take it off. During the night, Dari says, you go to sleep with the tzitzit on you. Even though, again, the Hashem said, uritem oto, you're not obligated to wear tzitzit at night. Dari says, that's a tremendous power. You should not take it off. It keeps you alive. I said it keeps you alive and gets you around from bad things that might happen to you at night time. It has tremendous power. So really started, Aristus really started, if we go back in the Torah and the Chumash, really that mitzvah that it was given to us when Shem and Yefet took a garment and they went to cover Noah when Noah was drunk. At that moment, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that mitzvah of Tzitzit to us. Started with Shem ben Noach. Now Shem ben Noach understood what it means tzniut, what it means purity. That as a present and as a reward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give to Shem children, to Shem's children, that mitzvah of Tzitzit. That mitzvah of tzitzit really is to remember all the mitzvot, says Ari, it's not just a phrase. It says that tzniut, says Ari, the purity of a person gives him a good memory and the ability to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time and to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Yerushalmi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a statement, but a very strict statement. It says, if your eyes are watching the right thing, you belong to me. If you just let your eye look around and see whatever you look at, whatever you want, you don't belong to me. This is the power of the eye, says the Yerushalmi, that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu either thinks that you his, or Chas v'Shalom, you don't belong to the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a statement my Yerushalmi. Says Ari, that this is started really with Shem ben Noach, that he and Yefet, the Ma'at said, as Rashi said, that Yefet was stronger than that, that Shem was stronger than that, that he went went backwards to cover Noach and he was drunk, they understood what is the power of tzniut and purity that you have to accomplish in order to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really what the Midrash, the Gemara says, that you have a zechut, that Mashiach will come, that you'll be able to stand the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that the Tzitzit is going to give you this kind of a power that you'll be able to stand and see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the garment. But you have to understand, the garment is not the Tzitzit that you wear. If you go and purchase a garment, you have to see that it means nothing, says that. If somebody that knows the power of the tzitzit, the power of the garment, is that the garment, the purpose of this garment is he should be able to see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Mashiach will come. This is the Gemara says, Roef Nehashchina. It says, this is, if you know what is the power. This is the Gemara, Belut HaTorah Chelev HaKhev. It says the Torah, it says the Gemara. It means that you have to watch your eyes carefully so much in order for you to have this zechut to remember all the mitzvot, to do the mitzvot, to be able to see the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I said, this is really the test. It's not just a test. It is something that you know, that you go and you buy some blue color, and you're going to dye this string, and you say, I have a blue tzitzit. It says, the blue tzitzit is a tremendous power that will give you the right and the strength to be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah, just the mitzvah of tzitzit. He says this is a stage that you have to be at that stage. It's not that you go by a garment, you have a talit, you put the talit, look, then I did the mitzvah compared to 630 mitzvot, and this mitzvah will give me the right to stand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no, that mitzvah is only to give you the understanding what that mitzvah is all about. I says, if you're not up to it, you're just wasting your time. I says, this is the Arif says, the Gemara, the Torah never told you that you have to go buy a garment and put the talit on. He says, if you wear a garment, it's halacha. It says, if you have this garment, it has four corners, that's it, all what the garment is going to give you. It's going to give you the idea that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that garment, that blue color, will give you the right to exist and look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face in Mashiach will come. That is really what it means, the four languages of redemption, the four words of redemption, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when he came out of Mitzrayim, says Rashi, says the Gemara, this is the four corners of the garment. It says the four languages of redemption. It says, Teti v'gaalti v'lakachti v'eveti. V'teti v'itzavti v'lakachti v'gaalti. It says the last one is v'lakachti etchem l'am. It's going to be my nation. It says your nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, is only if you know how to watch your eyes. If you let your eyes roll wherever you go, it means you're not in this army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not His. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you mind if you watch your eyes. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something, this is like something to prevent us from forgetting the mitzvot, from forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chas v'Shalom, not to miss HaKadosh Baruch Hu's appearance when Mashiach will come, that's mitzvah to keep. So that mitzvah was given to us, started with Shem ben Noach. And then, says Ari, continue later with Yosef HaTzadik. As Banot Tzada Aleshur. This is called Yesod before Malchut, it's before Mashiach will come. It says, it's called Ha'elef HaShishi, it's the 6,000. It says, this is going to be, Ari says, it's going to be the test. The test of tzniut and holiness and purity. It says, that test is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear. It's Vamdu Raglav Alach HaZitim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appear. And when he's going to appear, you're going to have to look at it, whatever it means. It says, don't think that this is something that's easy to look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the mitzvah that was given to us to prevent us, Chas v'Shalom, to fall in a place that we need to look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu and not accept the mitzvah. This is the Gemara says, if you're very careful about this mitzvah, it doesn't say, I'm careful about mitzvahs, I go by a special talit, that I go, that I wear the talit. You know, if you know what is the reason for the talit. The man is kruva, titem kol mitzvotai, vitem kdoshim lelokechem. It says the purpose of that mitzvah is because this mitzvah will drive you to remember all the mitzvot, to do all the mitzvot, and to be holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be His nation. That goes back to coming out of Mitzrayim. It says, v'lakachti etchem li la'am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim to be His nation. And in mitzvah of titit, that's what the Gemara said, that's why it's so comparable to 630 mitzvot, not like the rest of the mitzvot. Because that mitzvah is to make you understand what it means to be a colleague, if we say, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in His army. That mitzvah, says the Midrash, was given to us, the way it says in the Gemara, when Tzadik Eliyahu was given to us after that person, that story says in the Torah before, the Koshesh Etzim, that he forgot it was Shabbat, or he did not know what is the power of Shabbat. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shabbat is no tefillin. So that's why he doesn't remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'll give you tzitzit. But the root of the mitzvah, the secret of the mitzvah, is the mitzvah of purity. It says, it's not that it's a mitzvah. It's a real mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're obligated to go and purchase tzitzit and wear talit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, if you have this garment on, you have this garment on with four corners, it says, that garment four corners is an obligation to put it in. It says, now you have this garment on, it says, now you have this ability to understand something. And then you tie the string in it, and then you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you'll be able to see the Kisei HaKavod, the Kisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory when it appears. But it's not just, you know, to wear a talit. It says, put the talit on, take it off, fold it, put it in the bag. That's not the power that makes it. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gaon says, Rabbi Yosef, one of the Chachamim was blind. Rabbi Gaon brings the why he was blind. He says, he was a Talmid of one of the Tzadikim. His name was Abba Rav. And he says, Gemara, Rav never looked outside his four amot. Two and a half meters, about 2.5 meters. He never looked around. Was afraid to look outside. Was afraid. The guy says, Ari, why is the face look at that? I said, it's not nice. He says, no, you have to be careful the way you look. He says, because the eyes of a person, that's what the Gemara says, is a sign if you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he had 10 students, says Rabbi Gaon. And when he died, the Gemara said, Rav lo saf sicha betelam yamav, never spoke something that was not important. He didn't sit down or standing up the chat. He says he never said from his life, says the Gemara, Me'olam, never said something was not necessary to say. Not just have a conversation. And he had a few other things. When he died, I said the Talmidim took upon themselves to be like the Rebbe, like Rav. And they said what he was, it's impossible. So each Talmid, each student took one thing. So Rav Yosef, he said he's going to try not to look outside is 2.5 meters. And every other student took something else. So Rabbi Gaon writes in his book that Rabbi Yosef saw, doesn't say after how long, that he couldn't take it, he couldn't do it. It's impossible just to watch my eyes always to look on the ground and not to look what's going on. So he went and he took a stone, a precious stone. It's called bareket. I don't know what you call it in English. It's a stone that when you look at it in the dark, you become blind. So he went to a cave. It was very dark in the cave. He had this stone in his pocket. And he took the stone out of his pocket and he made himself blind. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef was blind. He says, Rabbi Gaon, you know why he was blind? Because he knew how important it is to keep his eyes away from everything and not to look around. It's worth it for me to be blind and not even to be considered alive and to be considered maybe patur from all the mitzvot, but not to ruin my eyes that I won't be able to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach. This is the important thing. It's not to wear a garment. It's, oh, I do a mitzvah. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell you to wear the tzitzit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you that the secret is in the mitzvah. And that mitzvah is that the first you have to have in mind. You have to mind what's the goal of it, what's the root, what's the purpose of this mitzvah. That mitzvah, you should have news, you should watch your eyes. And the mitzvah is going to help you to do it. But if you don't want to do it, this is what's the purpose of putting the talit on. And the purpose of the talit is that you should get to that destination. That you get to be a person that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you don't want to belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't want to watch your eyes, then Zarif, what are you going to take for? So one hand says, Zari, you see the power of the first seat, how great it is, how strong it is, and what is the valuable of that mitzvah and the reward that you get. And the other hand says, no, listen, you don't have to wear it. If you have this garment on you, four corners, put the seat. Says, Zari, is it important? Not important. It's so important, Hashem doesn't give it to you as a mitzvah, as an obligation to do it. Zari, that obligation will not help over here. Because that mitzvah is not an obligation. That mitzvah is secondary, after you understand what's your obligation. It says this goes back, says Zahir, it's just Mitzrayim, we came out of Mitzrayim, and we took out of Mitzrayim to be his nation. You're not interested to be his nation, so the Tzitzit will not help you. The Tzitzit will not convince you to be his nation. You're going to be his nation if you want to be his nation. If you don't want to be his nation, he says you're not going to be his nation. If you want to be his nation, then I'll give you something to protect you and to lead you, to get you to that destination as a Tzitzit. The Gemara says, Tzitzit Na'e, the Gemara says, a person has to have a very nice talit. It says, doesn't say that you have to buy two dedications. It says, talit, a person likes to buy once in a lifetime. And then some Hamim say that in the generations before, they never gave the talit to a dry cleaner, to a goy. They didn't want the goy to touch the talit. Says, the Jewish people, the generations before, were so careful. They used to be goyim, and the goyim used to do the washes. It says, the people did not give the talit to a dry cleaner. The talit was old, was dirty, they put either the wash themselves or they bought a new one. And it says, Tarit is a very important, again, if you understand the power of Tarit, the Gemara says, Tarit Na'e, Tzitzit Na'e. It says, you have to make sure that the Tzitzit is Na'e, is nice. It's not just, you know, Tarit, I wear every day. So an hour in the morning, it's enough, I don't have to buy a new one. The suit, I have to buy a new one, I have to look presentable. The Gemara says, Tarit says, it's the opposite. It says the main thing is talit na'e. It means the talit na'e shows that you understand your destination, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be when you're going to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, your talit should be very nice. Should be always, the talit should be clean talit, a nice talit, and not an old talit. And says there's nothing, just a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah to put a talit on. It's a mitzvah to do what the talit wants you to remember. It's just a tool for a person to be a soldier in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Will we make
the bracha, shaykh, general,
right.
Because you have the four garments. But if you don't, you don't have to.
I have to teach you about the color, huh?
Yeah, the same thing, same idea. Yeah. That's the idea. That's the idea, that's the
difference. Okay.
Amen.